If you are blind or partially sighted and live in the UK, chances are you've heard of Sight Village. They are exhibitions which take place across the UK and they showcase many services, products, they have discussion sessions. It's all about letting people know what's available and giving people the chance to get hands-on with some technology, some gadgets, and talk to the people and get some information on everything from sports to employment to support from local charities. Well, Sight Village Central is the new one on the calendar, and to tell us more, we have with us from Queen Alexandra College, who organised Sight Village, Karen Easthope. Thank you for joining us.
That's a pleasure, Alan.
Now, we often refer to Sight Village Birmingham as the kind of jewel in the crown for the calendar, but you're moving this year.
We are moving to a new venue, Cranmore Park Conference and Event Centre, which is just along the road a bit from Birmingham in Solihull. So we've rebranded the Birmingham event to Sight Village Central.
And what was there a reason for this? Have you outgrown where you are?
Yeah, pretty much really. We needed somewhere that afforded us more room to allocate to the aisles. So whilst we could accommodate all the exhibitors, we were squeezing the visitor experience a little bit into narrower aisles. So we want to expand and have a much more roomy event for people to get around.
So what's so good about the new venue, apart from the size? It's got to be bigger, which is always good news.
It is bigger. It's all contained in one large exhibition area. It has catering on site as well, and it's very reasonably priced, so if anybody does want to come along for the day, they can purchase refreshments and a hot jacket or a sandwich. So it's very, very, very easy, and I really need to get this message across. It's very easy to get to. We've got full instructions of where the venue is on our website. We've also had a blind colleague do the route himself and record the route in a podcast. And we hope to have some volunteers at the various hotspots and stations along the route to assist people along their way. So it's a great move.
Indeed. We'll get the contact details from you a little bit later, Karen. Now, the exhibition itself, you always have lots of people clamouring, not just to come as visitors, but to exhibit as well, because you get organisations, companies from around the globe.
We do, and this year's no exception. We've got a couple of new exhibitors from over the seas, as far as Mexico, actually, bringing a new product to the UK. So watch the website for that information. They'll also be delivering a seminar on both of the days. And we have an organisation that's situated in France, again, coming across to the UK for the first time. So we're quite excited to have that international connection again.
And there's everything there from, you know, technology, the latest gadgets, but you don't have to be, you know, up on your technology. There's all sorts of other groups, organisations and charities there to provide support and advice.
Absolutely, yeah. We don't concentrate on just the technology side. We look for organisations that offer leisure services and information services. And as you say, some of the smaller charities connected with visual impairment and blind, they will be present.
Now, you mentioned seminars as well, because it's not just a case of you wander around stalls as well. There are sort of breakout areas where these organisations, companies and so on hold talks.
That's right. And we've got a full programme of seminars both days this year again. So those are actually on the website straight away now, so you can register your interest in attending those. And they'll be added to as and when more exhibitors book on.
Can you give us a couple of examples, Karen? Would you say something like, I don't know, one or two of those are? Maybe tell us a little bit.
Yeah, certainly. We've got a very exciting prospect of having Amazon deliver a couple of workshops around their Echo. I get very tempted to do that every time I speak, but around their product called Echo. So they'll be there doing one-to-one demonstrations, and there may be some exciting news around that, which I can't actually tell you about. I'm giving you a teaser now, aren't I? But there may be some exciting news around that. And we've also got a couple of new strands to it. So we're holding seminars, workshops around, specifically around employment and employability. So there will be CV writing, for instance, if you need some help on how to write a CV, we'll have that seminar workshop running both days. Interview skills, so anything that you need to know around how to get into work, how to be supported whilst you're in work, we've got that running both days.
Fantastic. So lots to tell people about then, Karen. We won't be able to fit it all into this particular feature, but we will give some details a bit later on how people can look at the website to get more info and to find out how to get there as well. Now, when it comes to the exhibitions, you've always aimed to provide help and support for people who come along on their own. Will there be guides and assistants at Site Village Central?
Yep. We've still got a close contact with the local high school. So again, our young people will be taken across to the new venue. We've got close links with a couple of other large organisations. So we hope to have volunteers situated at pivotal points along the route. As and when we get confirmation that we've got those volunteers, we'll upload that information to the website. And if anybody wants to phone in and ask how they get there, we'll be more than happy to talk them through the route.
Although we're talking about Site Village Central here, you do go to other locations around the UK as well.
Yes, we do. And for the remainder of this year, we in September, we'll be up in Leeds again, Site Village North East. And then in November, we finish the 2018 season in London, as usual, on the 6th and 7th of November.
Great. And the details for Site Village Central, where and when does it all happen?
Okay. It's Tuesday the 10th and Wednesday the 11th of July. We open the doors at Cranmore Park Conference Centre in Solihull on Tuesday and Wednesday at 9:30. We are opening later on the Tuesday until 5. So people do stress that they come through the doors at the busier times. Try and, you know, make a little bit of a time to come later on in the morning or early afternoon, because we're not going anywhere until 5 o'clock on the first day. And the second day will close at 3:30.
And if people would like more information, how do they get in touch?
Okay, they can phone one of the team on 0121 428. 5041. They can email sb@qac.ac.uk, or they can look at the website on www.qacsitevillage.org.uk.
Karen, best of luck with Site Village Central, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Alan. Thank you.